In this bulletin, Australians gather to mark Anzac Day. New South Wales police say they haven't received any reports of death threats against Liberal Party candidate Catherine Deves. And in sport, Australian Alex de Minaur narrowly misses out of the final of tennis's Barcelona Open. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwon. Australians continue to gather to celebrate Anzac Day. Dawn services across the country have been followed by marches of veterans and their families and other social events. It's the 107th anniversary of the Anzac landing at Gallipoli in Turkey. It's the first full Anzac Day commemoration in 3 years in some states due to coronavirus. Addressing the event at the Australian War Memorial in the nation's capital, Canberra, Governor-General David Hurley says this day says a lot about Australia.
On one hand, we don't need to ask the question why we do this. It's obvious. To honour those who have served and continue to serve our nation, and to acknowledge the debt that we will always owe them. On the other hand, considering why we pause to reflect and remember tells us much about who we were, who we are, and who we aspire to be.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has drawn comparisons between Australia's experience at war and the current situation in Ukraine. Campaigning in the federal election will today go on hold for Anzac Day. Mr. Morrison and Deputy Opposition Leader Richard Marles have attended a dawn service in Darwin. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Morrison says there are parallels between what Australia has done in the past and what Ukrainians are doing in the present.
A love of home, family, community and country. A willingness to live for all of these things, but if necessary, to sacrifice for something far greater than ourselves. This morning, far away from here, the people of Ukraine are doing exactly that. And on this particular day, as we honour those who fought for our liberty and freedom, we stand with the people of Ukraine who do the same thing at this very moment.
Transgender Victoria has denounced the controversial comments made by Liberal Party candidate for New South Wales' federal seat of Warringah, Catherine Deves. Ms. Deves hit headlines after the exposure of since-deleted posts on social media in which she called trans people surgically mutilated and sterilised and likened her anti-trans activism to opposing the Holocaust. Mama Alto, Chief Executive of Transgender Victoria, has told SBS in a statement that Ms. Deves has spread dangerous and inaccurate misinformation about trans and gender diverse people.
Ms. Deves' comments are disheartening and inappropriate. It's unacceptable to compare trans and gender diverse people, a small and marginalised group, with Nazis. And for her to equate her anti-trans stance to anti-Holocaust resistance is offensive to many. For her to allegedly dismiss the disproportionate poor mental health and suicide risk within trans communities as blah blah is reprehensible.
Emmanuel Macron has been re-elected as President of France. The 44-year-old has comfortably beat challenger Marine Le Pen to become just the third person to win a second term as French president, although his margin of victory will be less than what he managed over Ms. Le Pen in 2017. In claiming victory, Mr. Macron has tried to strike a conciliatory tone, thanking those who voted for Ms. Le Pen and even those who abstained from voting. He's vowed to leave no one behind and reunite the country. He says his second term in office will be very different to the first.
Cette ère nouvelle ne sera pas la continuité du quinquennat qui s'achève.
The new era will not be the continuity of the 5 years before, but the collective invention of a revised method for five better years at the service of our country, of our youth.
In tennis, an Australian Alex de Minaur has narrowly lost to rising Spanish star Carlos Alcaraz in the semi-finals of the Barcelona Open. 18-year-old Alcaraz has beaten de Minaur 6-7, 7-6, 6-4 in a 3-hour, 39-minute epic. De Minaur twice served for the match in the second set, but twice Alcaraz managed to escape the match point. De Minaur would have been the first Australian since Rod Laver 52 years ago to make the final of the Barcelona Open. And now for a look at today's weather. Perth, late shower or two, 28. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 25 degrees. Melbourne, similar conditions, 21. Hobart, cloudy, 17 degrees. Canberra, partly cloudy and 19. Wollongong, showers, 20. Sydney, a shower or two, 22. Newcastle, also a shower or two, 23 degrees. Brisbane, similar conditions, 25. Cairns, rain, 28. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 34 degrees. That's the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon.